Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's that time. It's time to kiss the baby for the final time.
Unfortunately for you, pal.
My sheet out.
Yeah, I was doing so well. Up until 2 weeks ago, I hadn't a single. So I'm at one. I think I have one team. I'm stuck with the Niners,
you are
right?
Stuck with the Niners, correct.
As of now. And we'll see what happens moving forward. But you guys are stuck with multiple teams, right? You got.
Yeah,
Hugh's
plus
got like
one team. I got
some of the worst teams in the league.
I'm in a bad spot.
Hugh is currently stuck with the Jags, Titans, and Seahawks.
I'm in a bad spot.
So is there anyone who haven't you eliminated that you should eliminate before we go to this week?
Who I haven't eliminated?
Yeah, right. Like this week, Miami's facing elimination.
Yes. Hugh has already eliminated the Dolphins.
Have you eliminated the Bengals?
He has.
I eliminated Cincinnati.
And he is. So Hugh has also eliminated the Broncos, which is tough. I mean, he's going to be stuck with either Bengals or Broncos out.
I'm in a bad spot. So for me, I got to be in the South.
So who are you picking to win the division? Mm-hmm. Bucks or Falcons?
You know what's funny? Because me and Kyle were talking and we were trying to figure out how to pigeonhole you. But here's the dilemma.
But don't you have to worry about yourself over here?
Well, no. See, I ain't worried about me. I'm being petty.
Oh, okay.
I'm being petty. But see, here's my dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tampa and Atlanta.
Right, so you got to pick who wins the division right now,
yes.
And then eliminate the other one.
And you know, I got ties. I'm affiliated with Atlanta.
Oh, Hugh,
I'm affiliated, man. And you know, I mean, those my peoples down there.
Good morning,
Don't
Atlanta.
Don't make this easy for you.
And it's like, and I also have, we also got history with Tampa Bay.
Who are you taking out?
Oh, no, Hugh.
Who are you eliminating?
I'm worried.
I'm going to take the Bucks, man.
Hugh's got the Bucks out.
Did you eliminate the Bucks?
I'm eliminating the Bucks.
Are you kidding me?
I know, man. I can't. I'm keeping hope alive in the A, man.
Oh,
I talked to them folks last week.
He's counting on Rizzy Ball this week.
You just screwed me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get the Falcons in the playoffs, man. They can make it.
So Hugh,
I need to get the Falcons
ball
in the playoffs.
Kyle, who you eliminate?
That's awful, Hugh. I'm so disappointed in you.
What do you
got? I know.
I didn't eliminate the Dolphins yet. I think the Dolphins are going to be out.
There you go. I like that. And I will eliminate the Atlanta Falcons.
Come with Hugh, man.
I know. If the Bucks win the division, which they should with a win over New Orleans, I only have one blemish on my playoff field for the entire year.
See, now he peacocking. See what he's doing. But no,
anything half happens. Blemishes.
Rizzy Ball, I'm counting on Rizzy Ball.
Rizzy
man, anything happens,
Rizzy's a fool.
Wow, Kyle, you gonna let that stay? You was all with.
You know what? Now I am because you just screwed me.
We all had our own personal agenda.
I knew once you started talking through the Atlanta thing, he was going.
Come on, man.
I workshopped it.
Yeah, he's good morning, Atlanta, and everyone there. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we'll do a little around the NFL as we kind of set up the final week of the season. We know what's at stake with the Eagles and who they're going to play, and Saquon, but we'll look around the league at what's at stake for the top seed of the NFC, and then the wild potential 7-seed scenario in the AFC with Cincinnati. Let's go to the phone lines here. Black Gritty's up. Hey, Black Gritty.
Guys, the first time I met Hugh, he looked at me like a little kid looked at broccoli. I was like, dog, it's all good. I'm just trying to say hi, player. You know what I mean? But now he's dapping up giving a big old bear hug.
No, cool dude, you got to warm up the people,
man. Give me a nice intro, too. You buffed me off. You was like, get away from me, yo. Buck. You rhyme here. Get from
no, I'm just
what
saying,
what are you
man?
Doing a black crew?
I got to warm up the people,
you
man.
You looked at him like broccoli?
No, I'm just saying, man. You know, I got to warm up the people, man. I'm not warm and fuzzy like all the time. But once I get to know you, it's different.
Yeah. One of the girls came up to me and she was like, "Is he security?" I'm like, "No, he's a Philadelphia Eagle legend." So, anywho, for legacy line, go get it. Stoutland University deserves it. We have to go and get this. I'm tired of hearing about we got the best offensive line in football. Go out there and put your stamp on it. Put your stank on it and go get that thing. It's right there in front of you. Stoutland deserves it. This line deserves it. Saquon deserves it. I mean, have you ever never dated anybody and they break up with you and you get somebody new and then you meet them at the party and you got to go and show off? I'm just saying, you get to go back to New York with the new girl and be like, look, this is the best
especially
thing you're going to ever have in
cute.
Your
they
life.
They look better than the person that you had. Yeah.
Make them all feel it too. So I want it for us. I want it for him. I want it for Stoutland. I want Stoutland to get a statue that goes out there and says that we had the best O-line in the universe because we deserve it and we can get it. And Joe Giglio, it's rare that I said, but I'm proud of you, boys. You've been on the right side of history on this. I mean, my goodness. Broke Black
Gritty. He's proud of you.
It's about time. I was due, Black Gritty.
And one last thing, too. Mm-hmm. Hugh, your algorithm, you know that we can see you, dog. And some of the things you be liking out here, I'm just saying. When you put them little hearts on things, why is yourself on the ground?
I ain't hearted nothing crazy. Well, I did heart something crazy.
Well,
I follow somebody and she never mind. We can talk about it.
Okay, exactly.
Oh, I think I saw this when I woke up this morning. People were roasting you in the comment section.
I mean, but it wasn't my post. I just thought, I was just like, ooh. I just said, ooh.
Oh, yeah, I know what that one was. That was vacation, Hugh.
Besides the algorithm, one last thing. He's bound to die. You get on that bus. We doing it. We're about to be on a bus.
Yeah, Black Gritty, we appreciate it. Happy New Year. When we
all the way to
when
Louisiana.
We get back, we really got to workshop this this bus whole thing with Rod here and get the logistics going. Because we are, guys, we're 3 wins away. And this game doesn't count like win or loss. I mean, 3 real wins away from a bus trip to New Orleans. Have you kind of put that in your head yet? Like 3 wins starting 2 weekends from now away. From New Orleans. That's all that separates us from a trip to New Orleans. 3
you know what's funny? Initially when we did it, I was all gung-ho for it. Because, for me, the trip is about going to Bucky's.
Yeah, you were gung-ho because you didn't think that there was a chance.
Well, no, because the trip was going to, for me, the trip was going to Bucky's.
You felt secure.
And I wanted, I wanted to get some Bucky t-shirts.
Yep.
I wanted to get some beaver nuggets and some stuff like that, like some beef jerky. Now it's turned into a whole thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
I mean, I'm with it, but it's like, damn. To ride to
you
Louisiana,
get,
I mean,
yeah. You have a week here to get yourself prepared. Because when we get back, I expect a green beard and a bus trip to New Orleans.
Wait a minute, the green beard, but I won, though.
Nah, you didn't.
I did.
You could say that, but
I did win.
In the spirit of it, you lost.
How did I lose in the spirit of
because
it?
You said for 2 years the defense doesn't matter.
And
they're the best team because of defense.
I said it was a luxury and they not a necessity.
Yeah, that was silly.
I was dead on.
You weren't.
I was dead on
the take.
And when we made this bet, the bet was 17 points or less.
Dude, the take went on life support the minute it left your lips.
And it went on if it went on life support, but are we still here?
What are you talking about?
I won. That's what I'm talking about.
You won the over-under on the points per game, not the defensive luxury.
But I won the bet. I won the over-under bet.
Deep down, you lost. I mean, I think if you ask people deep down, did Hugh win or lose, they say lost.
Deep down, I won because I don't have a green beard.
Not yet. Yeah.
Now y'all changing the deal. Y'all changing it again. See?
Yes, we are. We're moving the
goalposts. Always move the goalposts.
I wish Vegas moved the line as much as y'all did.
Well, sometimes they do when there's things like injuries and stuff. Tony and Fox Chase, what's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Monday, Tony.
What's up, buddy?
Listen, on those 2 polls that you guys are talking about. First of all, I want to say thank you to both you and Hugh because your slot is my favorite slot of the day. I spent all day in my truck.
Well, thank you.
Well, Tony, we appreciate you being part of it, buddy. What are you thinking here?
Here are my thoughts. I've been fortunate enough to go to a couple of the Eagles games, and I was at the Giants game when they were burning Barkley's jersey. Right. So my thoughts are, play them the first half. Let him get his 101. It's a team win when he does it. And don't play scared. If you're scared, get a dog. I mean, on any given play, any given day, someone can get hurt. And the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl. But this is a momentous moment. And whether or not Sirianni is making this decision on his own? I don't think so. I think it's a collaborative effort. That's the way it's been playing out from the very beginning, a collaborative effort. I think they'll get their heads together. I think they'll look at the risk, reward factor. I think we'll get it done.
Well, Tony, I agree, and I think that I think you're right that it's collaborative. They're going to factor everything in. They're going to factor how much this means to the team. And I think, yes. Tony, also, like, Saquon, it's the story of the season, and you can't, like, have it incomplete. He came here. He signed here. They brought him here. And now, because of him, they've had this special season. I find it would be too hard for me to say no to him to try to get this record.
Exactly. And not to mention how the Giants, who have nothing to play for, they have pride. They're going to want to try to prevent it from happening. They're not going to lay down, Hugh, like you were asking them to. they're going to bring it.
They might. They might be ready. They might be 1-2-3 Cancun in this thing.
But did you do that That's when you right. were in your last game with the Jets?
I mean, I didn't really have a choice.
You did it for a whole year in Jacksonville.
They were like, hey, slow down. What you talking about? Like, yeah, they were tripping.
Tony, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, we had a caller earlier who mentioned maybe they were trying to hurt him. I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's too much respect in the league, and obviously some of those guys he played with, some of them might be their first year there. I don't think they would try to injure him on purpose at all, and I think they would try to stop him. Here's the issue. They can't stop anybody. I mean, he's going to run for 100 if he wants to and if they want to do it. And I think he would. They run him. I think they'll get this record by the third quarter.
The Giants are pretty unstoppable against the Colts yesterday.
No, I think that might be more of a Colts thing. That might be more of a Colts thing.
Who should feel worse about that game?
The Colts stink, man.
We're watching that game, and it was like, wow, they really came to play today.
Well, and they cost themselves the number one overall pick with that.
They probably got their coach fired. That's some old Lovie Smith stuff, ain't it?
It happens every year where a team has the number one pick and they're like, nah, we're going to win. Yeah.
But you know, think about that, though. But when Lovie did that, he kind of set the Texans up and put them in a good spot.
Yeah, we gave him Stroud. Yeah. Well, they didn't know
wrong,
that.
The wrong pick.
No, it was the wrong, yeah.
Bryce Young turns out to be.
Yeah.
It's not as crazy as it seemed 6 weeks ago.
It's not.
10 weeks ago.
The Colts did... They blew it to Jacksonville with Wentz in that final game.
They were a 14-point favorite. 14-point favorite. Jeez, that was wild. That was almost impossible when it happened. By the way, you see the some of the lines are out for this week. Week 18 is always weird because you don't know who's going to start. You don't know who's going to sit. Motivation. Did you see how much the Ravens are favored by over the Browns on Sunday?
Don't say 40.
Well, no. 18. It's the biggest spread in the NFL this year. 18 points. Ravens win. They win their division.
When you said it like that, I want to